264, Simon Rashid Zion. We were in the middle of...
Maybe I'll bring out salami, a Romanian salami at the Sion.
Okay, you can do that.
But we couldn't do that because it would be putting meat on top of our cheese pizza.
It won't be a problem.
We'll start off with the pizza.
Jeff Cass permits putting kosher Romanians.
Okay, so right. So we said that right, we're up to the Bera Lachas on 264. Right? We talked about that you can't right, things that are for, let's say, the Beis HaKiseh or to remove sweat or, you know, odor. So look at the top, Berlach al Besamim. I am Mishabur Mashko Savnu, which he says over there.
I'm sorry, can I interrupt something?
Yeah.
So all your stuff that was on your list for it doesn't exist in the stores.
Of course it does.
Any of these are valid? That's what exists in the store.
What?
She's there now. None of the other.
Tell her to go get a... Tell her to go get a prickly pear and a persimmon at aisle one. They have them both.
She's at aisle one.
Yeah, they have both of them.
Really? They've been around since you sent out the email.
Okay. No, I was there an hour ago.
I didn't see the... Where did the list come from? I didn't get a copy of it.
Yeah, you did.
You sent it to me?
I sent it to like 85 different email addresses that you have.
But none of them were mine.
They're all yours. Hirsch Legal. And,
but you sent it to me? When? What time was this?
Today. I don't know, 11:30 in the morning.
No, my wife bought all the other stuff.
Okay.
You know, where they sell, like, Trader Joe's or whatever. Yeah. They market.
Hopefully you'll be okay. Hopefully, or you won't. Either way. Okay. So.
Still got 12 days left.
Right. So we said that, right, that even if a guy is walking by the, you know, a guy's carrying his besom to the bathroom, right, to obscure the smell. So even if someone smells it from afar, so he's not smelling it for bathroom purposes. He just smells something nice, right? But at the end of the day, we said that these things were not meant to be smelled. So he says, okay, so im holochal v'ayim prim gadam shmestab galaya davar doma l'reach rash ein l'wikar kishimereach me'rachok v'gam olay mol hefsek mechitza. Okay, so he raises this idea of it's a reach rash ein l'wikar that if you smell it from afar v'gam olay mol hefsek mechitza l'anis da'i t'yev shalomar kein raya mehal de'amrina ha'mahalach mechutz l'krach v'reach reach imirov yisol mevarach ha'in sham. If you're outside the city and you smell something, it's mostly Jews. Okay, so this idea of ultimately if you smell it, it's, we said don't make a bracha. Okay, so right, even if you have intention to smell it, right, you pick it up to smell. We said for a lot of things, if they're not meant to be smelled, but if you pick it up and smell it, it works, right? But not for, let's say, the stuff that's going into the bathroom. Even if you pick it up, it right, even right, the first one we said, even if you had kavana, he's saying even if you pick it up, it doesn't help. Right? So we wanted to compare it to the case of the esrog. The esrog, the case was that you had to, right, even though it's for a mitzvah, but we said that if you, you know, not when you're doing the mitzvah, if you pick it up specifically, right, you can make a bracha, right? So he says, if you meriach bavarach, but you make these very shezayin sebeis, has given not lo lahariach harei koi shaper lareach. Once you pick it up to smell, it's meant for smell. If you don't pick it up, then it's like any other food. Right? It's at no point is it meant to be smelled. So the fact that you go ahead and do it, it's almost like butla daita, right? This thing was not meant to be smelled, and it's meant to be a... And I'm assuming this was not regular spices, regular, you know, smelling stuff. right? Probably special stuff to use for the bathroom. Okay, let's go to Gimel. Okay, Mugmar Shemagamrin Boas Akelim Ein Mevarchen Alav. So what they would do, right, that their clothing should be freshened up, they would put some scent on it, right? No bracha on that. Levishlo nas lariach ba'atzmo shel mugmur. The purpose is to make your clothes start smelling better, right? And therefore, but not to actually, you're not there to smell the actual, you know, besamim. And if you smell the kelim where these mugmarim, where the besamim were put inside, no bracha, v'she'ein ikar, right? That's, those kelim just absorb the smell. El reach below ikar, right? It's a reach below ikar. Okay. So Yudbeis Mugmar, Shesarfin Besamim, they would go ahead and, right, burn spices, right? And this would create an odor. Right, they bring down, so if that's, you know, potentially, right, so in these cases that you're not, right, it's meant to, it's not meant to be smelled. Right, and therefore, similar, they say by, let's say, a cigarette, or a cigarette doesn't smell nice for most people, but let's say you can have a pipe or a cigar, right? That also, the ichor is not meant to be smelled, so therefore, you would not make a bracha. Okay, so he says in Yud Beis, sorry for some, Mavirin Kalim Obegodim Algab Ashan, some, they would go put the clothing or their kalim, whatever, on top of the smoke. The nikla reach became obugadim, and their clothing would absorb this smell. So it would, you know, be like a perfume. You know, they make laundry detergent is scented. There's a reason why it's scented, to make things also smell possibly nicer, even though it smells more like laundry detergent, but okay. To aim of arachnalav, bein ha mugmur batzel, whether it's the mugmur itself, right? The mugmur is providing an odor. And why don't you just say, I'm smelling the odor. I'm not trying to smell the clothing, right? So he says, Bein Adam Ach Sheholech Umeriach, right? So he says, and whether it's the guy who is making the contraption here, where he's one who's, you know, smoking it, or someone happens to be walking by, Lefish Lo Nasa Miwi Miskaven Ligmor Kela V'Gam L'Hariach Tzarech L'Varach Lav Tomei Gam L'Riach. But if he's doing the multiple purpose, right, that he plans on, he wants the smell, right, and he wants to freshen up his clothing. Let's say he's doing it because he wants the room to smell nice also. Right? He's going to kill two birds with one stone.
It has to be natural scent, right? It can be a man-made scent.
So well, when you say
machine that creates.
Right, the chemical scents are going to be, the question is, where do chemical scents come from? Are they coming from something?
Hershey Park makes it.
What?
Hershey Park makes it.
Makes what?
Scent. Hershey chocolate.
I mean chocolate scent. Okay, and what do they make it out of?
They have a machine that blows.
But I'm saying, but is it coming from chocolate? Yes, probably. Yeah. So, and chocolate is, right? Cocoa beans grow on a tree, so it'd probably be an atze besamim. So it's, you see, it's the only time you'd have. I mean, I don't even know what an artificial scent would be. It's got to be something that's.
Is there mamashas?
What?
Is there mamashas?
Well, it's no, like they can.
They
can, let's say, let's say,
like
let's say, let's say.
Yeah, like you take that can and it spreads. It, yeah, it smells like vanilla or cinnamon. Like,
well,
it's
right.
It doesn't start with lemon. I don't think.
Right. It's right. They're not. It's all chemical. The question is, right, what is that? So, and again, I keep on saying we're gonna go deal with those chemicals, and one day I'll actually remember to bring in the safer that we get the bottom line.
Right over there, right at the exit off Route 3. There's a chemical scent place. You know, that makes sense right there.
Really?
You can see it, right? I mean, are they there? Moo. No, I think it's still there. Right around, you get off at Main Avenue, right where the bus stops.
Really?
I think it's still there.
What? I thought it was the school.
And maybe it turned into a school before that. I think it was
like, Main Avenue. Oh, on the left side.
No.
Anyway.
Okay.
Maybe the exit. I thought maybe they moved. Maybe
okay,
it
well.
It's called it was a fragrant place.
Okay, so he says that you would go ahead, right? If you planned on using it for both, right, it's omeid gam l'reach. Okay, so el reach below, right? Balabat shenlehem besomim lahariach matzoi Shabbos kodesh notlem meducha shedochav besomim v'niklat b'arech marichim v'varachim berchasin levatol hikmosh kosev kan shireach shenlewikr. Right? I guess it was a common practice or a practice, and you went ahead and you didn't have besomim, but oh, my besomim grinder, right, smells very nice, right? So you pick up the mortar and pestle, right, and you smell that. You think, oh, smells very nice. Right, that's a bracha levatala because it's a reich shein levikar. There is no this what's causing the mortar to actually smell.
Or is it like pieces left over inside?
If there is pieces left over, that's fine. But if it was cleaned out, so then it's not a then it's a reich shein lo ikar. Right, and that would be true. You know, let's say you're holding your estrog in your hand. So if you smell your hand after holding it for 20 minutes, right? Smells like estrog, that's a reich shein levikar. That is not, you know, you're not smelling the estrog. The source is gone. Okay, let's look at Berlach al reich levikar. Nearly to fiza gambe base habosa, meim avarachim kin habosom galuyam umarichin. Right? It has to be that the stuff is there. Right? The spices are there. Avali im habosomim munachim betzluchiois, fehim stumo, shein reich pokasmahim. So an interesting thing, and again, that's why these. Okay, let's go. We'll go to the Hershey chocolate smell, right? You have the situation where all the spices are in a box, so they're not providing any smell. You open them up, and the smells come out. Then you seal them again, right? So if you're smelling anything, you're smelling just the lingering residue of opening up the container. And by doing that, he says it's also reich shein levikar because you're not. It's not because the smell is wafting from the spice container. The spice container is closed. It's just a lingering air, just like the clothes that has the lingering smell. So he says.
So if you got a spice shop that all the containers are all closed, even though you walk in.
Right, and the only smell is because every so often they open them up and all of a sudden the smell comes out. And
we said the guy, the owner of the store, comes in every morning and he's...
No, because we're assuming in those cases that it's an open... That it opened, which is usually the case, yeah. Right? In the old spice places, it's right, usually right. They're open. They're not sealed.
Shook in Israel. Right?
Open.
Right.
Okay, so he says... right, so he says, "Vehain su mashena reich b'kasmim el shemirich v'bayis machma sheposkin osom b'chol shah." Right, just because they open them up, they reich b'kei ba'ola, and the reich comes out. The nimsa behem shechayom habayis nimlerech. So eventually, they will keep on. You know, the smell will build up. We go into ein levarach, tali reich shein levikar. There is no ikar coming out of that. You know, that's where that smell is emanating from. Right, so here the stuff is absorbed in the kelim. Right, now, we saw before that that's not so pashut, right? Because he says that, let's say, whatever you're burning on the fire, eventually it's going to get burnt up, even though the smell and the fire may continue, you know, producing the smell. So the Ro wanted to say that even that is already ein lo'ikar. Even though we saw before many argue on that case. Meaning you put the, I don't know, whatever the spice is, you put on top of the coals, right? Spice is going to get burnt up, but the coals are going to keep on exuding that smell, right? You know, from their heat and whatever. So he says... right, and the coals are still there producing whatever smell it is. But here, the smell is actually trapped, right? It's no longer producing any smells. You just have the air has picked up, you know, the stuff from before when it was open. So you should not make a bracha on that. Okay, let's go to Dalet. Besomim shel erva. Right, so now you have right, we'll see what that means. Right, but let's say someone who's an erva. Kigon Kupa Shel Besamim Tali B'Tzavar. She has a spice packet around her neck, so she smells nice. Oh, Chezes B'Yodo Pio. It's in her mouth or in her hand. Aim of Archalem, if you should also the Riach Bam Shemayova de Hergo, the Shika of Kira Basar. Right? You go ahead and you make a brach on that, right? It could lead to, like, wow, what a smell. And, you know, it's like, it'd be the same as smelling a lady's perfume, right? Now, I personally find most perfumes to be absolutely offensive, right? So, not a problem. I would not make a brach. I more likely would, walk the other way. But for people who like perfume, and a lady who's in Erva, which would mean almost anybody, right, is walking around with this perfume, so we don't want you to be smelling it.
Yeah, you're not nailing
it
for
the
person just
like
a spray.
In
those days,
it
was
mamushes.
That's true, right?
Again, that just keeps on going back to whatever perfume is made out of. Some perfumes may actually be natural, but you're right.
No,
a lot most
over here, if a person sprays it, then the mamushes is gone.
Right, we're not talking about it, right. We're talking about the,
they're
holding.
Like a pack.
I mean, this case is a packet of some that's on
right.
There, right? A little potpourri that they walk around with. Okay, Tezayin Shalerva Perishal Isha She Erva Lov, a lady that is Aser Ava Penuya Efshir the Mutter, right? Okay, he says maybe a Penuya is Mutter because it's not an Isser Erva, right? But he says Ava Kamachron Machmirin Dafil Be Penuya Aser, even for a single girl, right, is Aser. Now, Dai Deza Yavali De Hirhor can lead to Hirhor Vachal Zafil Kishain Anida, and that's even she's not Anida, right? Because again, single girls also. Right, presumably that they are all nidas at the, once they get the first period, right? They don't go to the mikvah until they get married, right? Back in the old days meaning days of Beis Hamikdash, where Tumah Tahara was very important, right? So every time someone became tummy, so she'd have to go to the mikvah even if she wasn't married because she'd make the entire house, tummy. She'd have to be careful, right? So, but today we're the only. We're not makbid on any of those tumas, so therefore, no reason to go to the mikvah. I keep on telling Mordechai, going through Kalim and all this. I said, Shia comes, just buy Rubbermaid stock because everything will be made tummy free, so that you can't go ahead and any clea that can't be makabel tuma, that's what's going to be used in everybody's house.
More like Keter.
What?
More like Keter.
What do you mean?
The company Keter.
Right.
So they're probably going to be the ones making the line versus Roman,
Okay. That'll be a joint venture because, it is a big issue, right? Tuma. And, Mishnayos talk about, being toivel a bed and a table and.
Glass can become, right?
What?
Glass can become.
Glass. I mean, so you end up with a lot of different problems, and therefore you want to keep everybody as tahor as possible. Right, and therefore, the choice of kalim, right? Can I make a nice fancy wood, table, which can become tame possibly, or make it Rubbermaid and don't have to worry about it? So, I'm sure different people take different approaches to that, but right, they'll just send the women to live in another house every time. Okay.
Maybe that's why they have multiple wives.
Well, Rashi
does.
Rashi does say that, right? Rashi says back in Parshas Noach that there you had one wife for, that was the pretty one. One wife for having children. So, could be for the Tuma Tara. Who knows?
Don't get any ideas.
Okay, so he says. Right, so we say that even if she's so most people are going to be din of an erva.
So the tummy idea, a car can become tummy.
A what?
So it becomes a question of how big, right? Well, it's all considered one thing, and certain things are too big to become tummy. Right, a car would be an interesting question. Right, they talk about boats don't become tummy. They bring a pasuk for that. But what about tanks, right? Tanks and cars were not part of I don't know. I mean, it's something that's a big keli. It has to be big enough that you'd move it full and empty. So the fact that it's moved because it's got a motor, is that bad? That I don't know. Right?
Because everyone sits in it. I mean, if someone's tummy, you sit in a car.
That would, well, again, it could create tumas midras, right? It does create, I mean, we do have the issues about, you know, let's say Kohanim flying in airplanes over cemeteries, right? We say it's an ohol zarak, it doesn't protect them from tuma, right? And therefore, Kohanim can't fly on certain flights that fly over certain cemeteries around the airport.
What about, like, there's a mace on the plane?
They can't fly on those planes. The only, Elal will only have certain flights that will do that. The Kohanim know which flights they can or cannot go on. They also know which flights, you know, go over the cemeteries, right? So therefore, they won't.
Yeah, but
take
I thought it goes
either.
All the way up to the sky.
Yeah, the Tuma does. That's
right.
Why they
I mean, I can't believe that they know that the path is like some cemetery in Connecticut or in Philadelphia that they're not going over it.
Well, so I don't know what Kohanim do when they're flying from here to Nebraska, where you're going over land, right? And that's, you know, Kohanim have to deal with that.
They have on a lead suit.
But in Eretz Yisrael, they know that there's a cemetery that the flights, you know, they have to work out with the airlines not to fly over those things.
Come on, you think they really do that?
It's probably right near the airport, right?
Yeah.
When they're lifting off this.
Yeah.
The flight path goes.
And every so often you'll read a thing that, you know, because of something going on somewhere else, they have to go fly that way to get out of Israel. And that goes over the cemetery and whatever, wherever. What?
Even before the from Gaon?
Yeah.
And there's a line you call to find out if there's a mace on the plane.
No, I think there's certain flights that they only take dead bodies. That's why a lot of Kohanim will only take El Al, because you can't tell United when to have a dead body on the flight. But El Al will limits the flights with dead bodies.
But El Al probably has a lot more than most.
But I'm saying, it's only
flying,
right.
Dead.
Right, I have no idea how easy it is to get a dead body on United to Israel.
To Uman.
If you want to be buried in Uman, but you never know. Okay. Anyway. Besulos shalanu shestam and becheskas nidas heim. Our besulos are all considered nidas, right? They reach a certain age. Ein and tovul nidas, and they go to the mikvah. Asul kol yama. So then this whole thing disappears, right? Because, right, you know, trying to avoid an iser erva. So asul kol yama, the bechal arayas, and they are considered arayas. Because b'shari chubashem berke yosef v'afilu b'besam shel ishto nido asul ariyach. Even for one's own wife, it would be a problem, right? So that's again part of the harchakas, right? That lo sikrivu elhan, right? Legalis erva, right? That would apply to a nida, that applies even to a wife that's nida. So therefore, right? If she has a perfume that a husband likes, she has to refrain during that time. Okay, tali b'tzavar, it's wrapped around her neck. Yesh mechem shkot v'lavdav k'shu tali b'tzavar, doesn't have to necessarily be wrapped around her neck, right? He says, Ella, regilus nakat, that's the normal case, b'samshi regilus is b'tzavar, it's the one she normally wears around her neck. Afilu heim munach peis ha'shochan gamchim v'arachleim. Right, even if it's not on her, it's sitting on her table. One should not be making a bracha on that. Diet days every day here. Ima kira v'yoda. Right? So, it sounds like that this is just a restriction. Right? Right? So,
maybe if it's a scent that the husband likes.
It's causing for anybody, right? And any, if you're smelling something that happens to be carried by a woman, worn by a woman, right? That's gonna be a problem, you know, because we don't want you to, you know, get any hirhurim, right? From that scent. So therefore, we tell you to refrain from making a bracha on that. And therefore, hopefully, you'll refrain from walking around smelling it.
What does it mean, Akira Vyoda?
What?
Akira Vyoda.
Oh, so he says. Meaning, even if it's sitting on the table, so she has her spice bag that she walks around with.
Yeah, if you recognize
She took it off and put it on the table. You happen to be in the house at the time for whatever reason.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to be smelling that because he knows who she is and he knows that's the smell that's associated with her.
Right.
There's no question that there are a lot of people in this world that people identify them by their smell.
Right.
You know, and even if it's not on them, but the perfume, whatever they're wearing, right? You know, you smell and go, oh, that's so and so, right? That's what we're trying to avoid. Now, he does bring down that, let's say.
Even if the person's not in that.
What?
Even if the person's not in
the room. Makira Vyoda, the fact that you know her, that's going to be like, ooh, this is so and so lady, you know, stuff, and that's going to, right, lead to whatever. But they do bring down that if a person goes ahead and let's say she doesn't walk around with a spice bag, but she takes from that spice bag and puts it, you know, in her purse or something, right? So that spice bag itself is not inherently a problem because she's just taking pieces from that, right? So then bring down that you can smell that spice bag when it's not on her because it's no different than smelling the spice bag somewhere else. But okay, there may be maybe those who argue on that as well if it's a very unique smell, you know, that's only associated with her. Okay. V'samim shalavodas kachamim v'varach aleim v'isha asr l'ariach b'hem. Right, so v'samim of Odazara says, Hainu, so Yud Ches, Hainu shehektiru l'avodas gilulim, it was used to act as incense for Odazara. V'yayim chayim kal sam b'chavo az yidal mashkas b'seh. Right, l'fisha asr l'ariach b'hem. Via Isser Eim Evarchen, we don't make a bracha on Isser. Right? So even though it may smell nice, and you want to say it's Reach Lav Milsahi, but nonetheless it's an Isser, we don't make a bracha. Right? Not an appropriate thing to make a bracha on. Okay, Vav. Mesiba. Mesiba shall ovde kacham Eim Evarchen al Basam Shalahem. Right? If you have a party with Gayim, don't make a bracha on Basam. Destam Mesibas Lavos Kachavim. Because their parties are generally avodah zarah related. So he says in Chaf Mesiba Kishim Mesubin Lechol Velishtos, right? They're gathering to eat and drink, right? And they also have some smelling stuff out there. The Stam Mesibas Lavodz Gilulim Medavka Mesiba, right? Medavka with the party, because the party. The assumption is that you know their parties are usually meant to, promote the avodah zarah, or to praise the avodah zarah. Avashlo mesiba mutter levarach habesom shlovi gilulim, but otherwise you're allowed to go ahead and make a bracha on their spices, right? Because that's not one of the things that they typically, use for avodah zarah, right? So it has to either be stuff that you know that they did use, or stuff that's at the party. And if you look at Chav Ches and Sharatzin, Magen Avram, Askanim Chayin. Right, that they're just putting the stuff in front of the store. Meaning you can have cases where the guy is doing it strictly for the purpose of business or some other reason, right? But he's not doing it for avodah zarah, right? So again, it has to be either that is used for avodah zarah, or at a mesiba where again usually their avodah zarah gets heavily praised. Okay, we'll do one more. Hayaholech zayin, hayaholech chutz lekrach. Veheriach reach tov. You're going outside the city, and you smell something nice. Imrov yirov dekachav mein mevarach. Imrov yisrael mevarach. Okay, if it's a majority city, right, you're going to make a bracha, and if not, you're not going to make a bracha. Now again, I mean, Metzias, right? Is this even remotely possible today? You're gonna walk by and you'll smell marijuana, but right, which Mustam, you're not gonna make a bracha on. But right, and I guess it would be Isfe if you did.
My son had that in the apartment underneath him, because where they are, the first floor is one bedroom, so no foreign people get it, only non-Jews. It's like the smell was made.
Right, so I'm saying, but when you're going to walk by and you're going to walk into a city or whatever, you're going to smell something. It's not even remotely possible that you're going to smell something that's going to be, a nice smell, Right. It's usually going to be either because the, you know, the, I guess the landfills, you know, when the wind blows in a certain direction, the smell becomes foul. Never a pleasant smell that is emanating from a town. I remember my brother at one point was on Kibbutz Yavne. And like at 4 o'clock every day when the wind would shift, right, the smell from the turkey pens would be like, you know, head for the hills. It really, really smelled bad. It never, but there was no such thing as a good smell that came from the, you know, the challah bakery and the, you know, that you never smelled that, but you only just smelled the real foul smells would, you know, come out there. So I'm not sure how this would ever play itself out in the real world. So, okay, and then you have to see, is it Rove Jews, Rove Goyim? So he says in Chaf Beis, Im Rove, the Talinan Reach Basa Rove, where we'll tie it to whatever the majority, Bavadai Shalov, the Gulim, Shalom, the Mesiba, Lufika, Chame Reach Rach, right? When you're going to smell this stuff, right, and it's a Goyish town, the assumption is it's coming from some party where they have heavy duty incense going on, right, and therefore you're going to smell it far away. Rov Yisrael, who had din mechtal mechtal Yisrael, 50-50, k'moshe b'or l'kamis and reish tari ches, l'nor shalav dovayim b'ralacha, right? You know, those are also, you know, impossible to know, right? But, okay, right? There's all these reasons why we know that the mechtal mechtal, what we do, but realistically, to know that any town is 50-50 exactly. Okay, so he says, mevarach, that's dafka where you had kavana to smell. Right, that was the taz. If you smell it, you smell it. Whether you don't have to stop and say, "Ooh, what a good smell!" And make a bracha. Right, if you smell it, right, you make a bracha on it. Even shall call ponim then the mareach shola. Right. Okay. So practically, I'm not sure again how that would play itself out. Okay, we'll see the beralachas tomorrow.